Okay, so the Midrash points out that this is the only parsha in the Torah which begins with this dramatic Vayakel, right? This emphasis on a universal congregating of the nation. And the question is really why, right? The Midrash has its suggestions. I'm going to focus on treatment by late teacher, Reb Lichtenstein Zatzal. Someone posted it last night, and I thought it was brilliant. Kedarko Bakodesh. He doesn't need my askama. So he knows there are several possibilities in the parsha. Rashbam says it's purely pragmatic. Right, lakachat mikol echad machzir ha-shekel ha-gulgulet v'gam la-azirim ha-melech ha-mishkan. Because they needed to fundraise and give them the laws of the Mishkan, right? So that requires a public gathering, right? A good fundraising organization, you need everyone together. The Ramban, now I will point out that most of the classic Mefarshim assume that Vayakel is going, that the emphasis on this gathering is going on the Mishkan stuff. It happens to be that the Midrash doesn't go in this direction, because before we get to the Mishkan stuff, what do we have in the Sukkim? Shabbat. Right? Vayakel Moshe called up in Israel, Vayomer Aleihem, Eila Dvarim Asher Tziva Adonai La'asot Otam, Sheishit Yamim Ta'aseh Melacha, Ta'aseh Melacha, Vayom Hashvi'i Yehiyeh Lechem Kodesh, etc. And I assume that the reason that they don't pick up on Shabbat is, even though that is what's going on here, is that Shabbat is mentioned in many places, right? It was mentioned in the Aseret HaDibro, it was mentioned in the Kitisa, right? So it comes up a lot. So to say that the Vayakel is only linked to Shabbat would be a little bit odd, because then you'd have to ask why this Shabbat rather than the other Shabbat. So maybe a full answer would say the Shabbat as it's linked to the Mishkan. But the Mefarshim, I think because of that, focus mostly on the Mishkan component of it, and presumably, like the Chizkuni says, you know, you could just get away with it and say that the Shabbat instruction here is simply to emphasize that it's not, that the building of the Mishkan is not Doche Shabbat, right? So then you could just really say it's all about the Mishkan, and the Shabbat here is just a detail in the laws of the Mishkan, right? So following that, the Parshim really focus on the Mishkan component. But that's the Rashbam, that is purely pragmatic. Ibn Ezra as well, right, says that everyone has to give kofer nafsham lavodat ha-mishkan, but the Ramban takes a much more fundamental approach. And the Ramban says, v'itachein shahayezeh b'yom macharat ridito. It could be that this happened the day after Moshe came down from getting forgiveness for the Jewish people. V'amar l'kulam inyan ha-mishkan asher nitztava bo mitchila kodem shivur aluchot. Kevan shenitratze lahem ha-kadosh baruch hu v'natan lo aluchot shniyot v'karati mo brit chadasha. So he came and told them everything that had already been said, but the reason was because now there were new luchot, and there was a new covenant, sheyilech Hashem b'kirvam, that God would walk among them, to tell them that they had returned to the love, the marital, fresh young marital love between God and the Jewish people that seemingly had been broken, they returned to it. Right, so the Ramban says, maybe the reason you need this gathering is because you've just gone through a traumatic experience where the Jews' relationship with God was basically shattered and rebuilt from scratch, right? Rebuilt from the cusp of annihilation to a return to basically what happened before, with a promise that they have a new covenant and that God is among them. That requires a dramatic affirmation of the existing relationship between God and the Jewish people. But Reb Lichtenstein suggests another element to it. And he says, look, and this is, I had never thought about this, I'll be honest. He said it might not just be God and the people's relationship which is broken, but it's Moshe and the people's relationship that's broken. Why? So half of it is obvious. Moshe's relationship with the people, Moshe has gone from having so much hope in them, right? He took them out of Egypt, he gave them the Torah, and then suddenly he finds himself up in Shemayim getting the Torah, and God says, Lech reid tishichet amcha asher atetam eretz Yisrael, leave, because your nation has corrupted themselves, right? And all his hopes for the people that they had moved away from the culture of Egypt and moved towards monotheism and accepted the new covenant is shattered because they quickly revert to the basis of Egyptian-like paganism, essentially, right? So Moshe needs to show the people, I'm also ready to begin having faith in you again. But there's a much more radical part to this. And that is the Jews have lost faith in Moshe. And you'll say, why did the Jews lose faith in Moshe? So
they lost faith, or they lost like a feeling of connection?
Well, all of the above. But why? And this is, I never thought of it, but that's because we always forget to think in terms of audience. Who knows what in Chumash? And Rav Lichtenstein says, we know that the Jews were on the brink of annihilation, and Moshe put himself on the line and said, Mecheni nami sifrecha, destroy me, kill me, do whatever you want, but don't destroy the Jewish people. We know that God said, I'm willing to replace the Jewish people and make you the father of a new nation. We know that Moshe gave up on all of that, risked everything to save them. But the Jews don't. And if you follow pshat of the Torah, when do the Jews find out that he did that? In Dvarim, when they are dead, and he tells it to their children. Right? In Pshat of Chumash, Moshe never tells the Jewish people that God was ready to annihilate them, that he risked his life, that he saved them. They have no idea what happened. Ah, so they don't know it. All they know is he comes down the mountain, and their leader that loved them so much comes, takes the luchot, smashes it, takes the things that they had replaced him with because they had panicked, and they felt that they needed, like, their teddy bear, right, to lead them through this, right, takes them, which they only made because he wasn't there, right, crushes it up, force feeds them the melted metal of the Egel, calls for a vengeful riot against the sinners, and kills 3,000 Jews. Right? Yes. Right? Which means we know that Moshe saved the entire Jewish people and managed to limit the carnage to 3,000 people. But the Jews don't. The person that until now all they've seen him do is fight their enemies, perform miracles for them, right? Get the Torah, suddenly comes in a mad rage down the mountain, smashes the luchot, right? Again, melts down the Egel, force feeds it to them, and kills 3,000 people, right? Without the background story that we know, that's not the type of thing that gives you a tremendous amount of faith, confidence, that your leader is there for you. Right? He's like, right? You look at him like a raving lunatic. Right? And it's, again, the Egel is what they made to replace him because they were scared. Right? Because they were scared. Right? It's like, you know, it's like a... You know, like all these kids that when their parents go off to Iraq, right, they have all these, like, you know, things like soldiers that they have, you know, their kids have like a teddy bear that they have with them at all times, right, that's like their, reminds them of their father while they're off in service, right? You know, imagine the father then comes back and takes the teddy bear and lights it on fire, Right? I mean, that's essentially what the Jews are experiencing. Right? And yeah, we can say, well, maybe they should have understood, it's idolatry, it's terrible, but they don't know that. I mean, they do know that, but they don't quite internalize that, because they don't know what happened. They don't know what God said. And Rav Chaim notes that several midrashim point to this fact. Right? Several midrashim ask questions. Moshe is outside the machaneh, and it says that the people looked after him. So what were they looking at? So there are several very cynical midrashim that say, right, in Shkalim, the Mishnah suggests that what they were saying was, as he would leave, they would say, look how fat he is. He must be stealing our money and eating luxuriously, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin, I think it is, suggests that they accused him of adultery. Right, they would look after him and say he must be involved in adultery. Yeah, exactly. Now, well, what is behind all these traditions that the Jews look at him with this suspicion? So Rav Chaim says, well, because their faith in him was shattered, right? It was just like the last time they saw him, he was nice and giving them the Torah, and he was their conduit to God, and when they were afraid of God, they begged him to be the intermediary, and he agreed to put himself between them and God, right? And the next time they see him, he is killing them and torturing them, and that is enough to destroy a relationship between a leader and the people, especially if he never bothers telling them what he actually did for them. So, based on that, Rav Lichtenstein argues that maybe the part of the reason you need Vayakel is because Moshe is not going to tell them. So instead, what he needs to do is to start doing things with them. Right? And if he works with them to build the Mishkan, which expresses the relationship they have with God, and he's involved with it, with them, right, the joint effort, him going the extra mile to bring everybody together to build this home for God among them, might be enough for them to begin to trust him again, even if they don't really understand the whole story. Right, because at the end of the day, the joint activity, right, the fact that he is going to be responsible with them for bringing God into their presence, right, into their midst, that should be enough to at least start to mend the relationship. And therefore, right, Rav Lichtenstein takes the Ramban one step further, because yes, God and the Jewish people need to fix their relationship, but if you just remember that the Jews did not see what we saw behind the scenes, then you realize that there's another relationship there that really needs to be fixed, where Moshe has lost faith in the Jews, but the Jews have just as much lost their confidence that Moshe cares about them, and therefore what you need more than anything at this moment is a joint mission, a joint project, which might help rebuild that confidence. Okay.